Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Dr. Oz, we've heard him talk about medication and how to make us healthy and diet and exercise, but now he's authentically speaking about how God brings healing through ministers on his program. Let's take a look.
Can't get their heads around that. Mm-hmm. How do they cope? What do you say to skeptics around this issue?
Millions turn to Dr. Oz each day. The heart surgeon is known for making complicated health issues easier to understand.
I have medical records that show that she shouldn't have survived. Her
doctor on his daytime talk show and in his endless string of best-selling books. This month, Dr. Oz changes hats to ask the questions, big questions, about faith.
For many of us, these are the most urgent questions we face in our time here on Earth. All this month, we'll be searching for answers on Faithful Fridays.
In that weekly search,
from a spiritual point of view, what's going on, Devon?
He teams up with preacher and Hollywood film executive Devon Franklin. The two spent a lot of time talking about faith after one of Devon's very first appearances on the show.
My mother-in-law is a minister. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about how powerful this was. And I thought, we've got to find a way of growing this even bigger. And so I reached out to Devon. And we spent the last couple weeks having the best time planning out his brainchild.
This is uncommon.
Yeah.
And I can't say that enough for him to be so generous to allow this conversation to happen, for me to be here, for me to help participate. And it came organically. I mean, this is all, there was no plan. It just evolved. You can't plan it. You can't plan it. I mean, really, unexplained.
He gazes upward.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why do we even need saints and miracles? How does that play a role?
Because life is hard. You know, we live our life and it's difficult. And sometimes we don't believe that there is a greater purpose for our life.
In this month, they will also push the audience to spend time each day thinking about the good in their lives. It's called the Blessed 30 Challenge. What happens at the end of the Blessed 30? What do you want to see happen?
What I want to see happen is that people go through this 30 days, they search for the blessings, they live in the blessings, they reorient their life to live in the blessings that are already there. And at the end of the 30, I want them to walk out with more peace, more confidence, more hope, because I have no doubt in my mind, when you recognize how blessed you really are, your complaints go down, your positivity goes up, your faith rises, and your belief in what God can do in your life accelerates.
Dr. Oz, you have millions and millions of viewers. Why give faith a platform on a show that really educates people about their medical health?
Well, why not? I mean, after all, if you read the Bible, right, the most important thing
is the temple, right?
But he heals people. Yeah. How can you really live life to the fullest if you're not taking care of what you've been blessed with? The most valuable thing you've probably given in many ways is just the body and the soul that's inside of it. But I'm actually a guest in people's home. Mm-hmm. And when I come into your home, I got to bring something worth hearing and people worth listening to with me.
That's why Dr. Oz and Devon have also invited what they call their team of power preachers to the month-long series. Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, Bible teacher Priscilla Shire, and Hillsong New York pastor Carl Lentz.
Miracles seem to happen to some people and not others?
Well, see, I actually don't believe that. I believe that we all are miracle recipients.
The team will explore the power of prayer and miracles.
You've done studies and you're a surgeon. You have seen, I know one of the shows we're going to focus on this, unexplained medical recoveries. When you see that as a surgeon, what does that do to your heart, to your faith that, you know, you, doctor, they come to you for healing and something happens that you have no explanation?
It reinforces my faith. Yeah. When we go through medical school, we're educated by the books, but we're educated by our teachers as well. And my best teachers were always humble people, brilliant, but they had humility. And they would remind us that we don't control all the levers. And I've seen too many times in my own life, people in front of me who should not have made it and who pulled through. I had one of Devon's films on.
Yeah, Miracles from Heaven.
And, you know, again, you look at the story, it's true. It's not, it's not fictional. Right. It actually literally happened.
It happened.
There's no way we can explain that, which is sort of beautiful. Because one of the reasons that I went into health and medicine is I knew I could never learn it all. I'll give you a little secret. I think most doctors are like me. We go in there because there's a mystery. There's a beauty. There's an elegance. There's a bigness to life. We can understand the mechanics, and we're very proud of what we get. But we never want to be arrogant enough to know or believe we can call all the shots.
Dr. Oz jokingly calls surgery controlled arrogance, and the operative word is controlled. Ephraim Graham, CBN News, New York.
Even in the face of not knowing what God's will is. And that's always the challenge, is sometimes we are afraid to pray because we're not sure what God is going to do. But I think it actually works in reverse. We should pray based upon our faith and let God do the rest.
This is so exciting. Remember, the prophetic word is God is changing hearts. He's changing viewpoints. And you're looking at now that what was just focused on not God, Dr. Oz, which is a program that goes across the land, and people really look to his program for a lot of medical knowledge and fitness knowledge. He's bringing in the very fact that he himself, he's talking about the body and the soul we give to God, and that to be able to bring on ministers, Christian ministers, to be able to talk about faith. I mean, it is happening. Mindsets are happening. It's exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.